Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the magic of spirulina. So I take this for so many years and then I stopped with it and then I started again with it. So the thing is, there exists nearly nothing better. So I got it before, and I have started it before from India, but now we can get it also from Thailand. Can you see it? It looks very greenish, and I put it just in my green smoothies or in the salad, and so it doesn't taste anything if you put it just in your green smoothie. Then it becomes very green. So we, with just 1 teaspoon per day, we give our bodies the nutrition that it needs. So I take 2 teaspoons, and because it's in Thailand, so damn cheap. No? The concentration of protein and vitamins in spirulina has led many to classify it as the most nutrition-dense food on the planet. Wow, no? Compared to other foods, gram for gram, it lives up to its reputation. The antioxidant that makes spirulina unique is called fusocyanin, which is a potent anti-inflammatory. Spirulina can help every cell, tissue, and organ in the human body. Okay, and now comes a long list. Spirulina helps with diabetes to balance the blood sugar, to protect our cells through his anti-inflammatory fusocyanin with powerful antioxidants, very effective to heal sicknesses that are related with allergy and sinus, to reduce heavy metals and toxins in our body, boost our immune system to support, then will support body's exercises, to reduce muscle tightness and cramps, to heal and prevent heart diseases, to clean clogged arteria, to lower bad LDL cholesterol level and raise a good HDL cholesterol. That needed, my God, so many years to differentiate between LDL and the HDL. Not every cholesterol is bad. We have the good and the bad one, okay? And then they measured all cholesterol level instead to differentiate. I've waited so many years. Now they do it. Finally, they do it. It is so. My God. Cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is very, very good. Without cholesterol, we don't have a functioning immune system. A high cholesterol means that there is something wrong in your body. Understand this. And then to lower the cholesterol level means that your immune system cannot work proper anymore. And that they have done again and again and again. And so people over 18 years at the ADA, the American Doctor Association, made a survive with 48,000 people with and without heart medicaments, with all, after 18 years, 4 times more than death. This is lowering cholesterol level, with lowering blood pressure, and all this BS. They don't understand the body. And now they have the differentiation. And I was hoping that they're getting something done. Okay, I have worked in this research. Okay, long, many years ago. Okay, so I had to know it. Okay, as, to lower a blood pressure, even was so many years ago, well known. To keep your liver healthy, to heal your liver, to detox your body. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.